You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Carly Gregg, 14, gets a lecture from mom on the way home from school. Since Carly has a vape pen. When the pair get home, mom, Ashley Smiley, goes straight to Carly's bedroom to look for more. Carly goes to her parents' room to get a gun. She walks to her own bedroom and shoots mom 3 times. Then lies in wait for stepdad to come home, trying to ambush him. Stepdad manages to wrestle away the gun. Carly runs. Cops track Carly Gregg to a wooded area near her home.
Nancy, after killing her mother, Carly Gregg texts a friend to come over for an emergency. When she arrives, Gregg asks, "Have you ever seen a dead body?" before leading the girl to her mother, still splayed in Gregg's bedroom. Gregg texted her stepfather from her mother's cell phone to lure him home and shot him in the shoulder before he overpowered her.
Carly Gregg, 14, just found guilty in the murder of her mother and the attempted murder of her stepfather. A Vegas tourist meets Monica Falcon in a casino bar. After several drinks, he invites her to his room. Next morning, he finds he's missing $600 cash and nearly $40,000 from his bank accounts. Cops called. The man admits he doesn't remember much of the night before, but he says he can identify the woman if he sees her again. Cops track Monica Falcon with surveillance footage and arrest her. No word on whether the money's been recovered. Whatever happened to dinner and a movie? That sure was an expensive date. 40 grand? More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
At this hour, new details are emerging about an apparent assassination attempt in Florida targeting former President Donald Trump. According to court documents, 58-year-old Ryan Wesley Roth camped near the West Palm Beach golf course for nearly 12 hours armed with a rifle and supplies before a Secret Service agent confronted him and opened fire. Roth, who has a prior felony conviction, now faces charges for possessing a firearm and an obliterated serial number. Authorities spotted the muzzle of a firearm sticking out from shrubbery near the course where Trump was playing. Roth dropped the weapon and fled in an SUV after being fired upon by a Secret Service agent. He was later apprehended by law enforcement in a neighboring county. An FBI affidavit details how investigators used cell phone data to place Roth at the golf course from early that morning until the time of his arrest. While authorities have not disclosed a motive, they noted that Roth has an online history reflecting shifting political views and strong reactions to global events. During a brief court appearance in West Palm Beach, Roth, shackled and wearing a blue jumpsuit, answered questions about his employment status and income. Prosecutors argue that he poses a flight risk and should remain in custody. This incident marks the second assassination attempt targeting Trump in as many months. In Congo, a military court has sentenced 3 Americans, along with dozens of other individuals, to death for their alleged involvement in a coup attempt. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
The convictions came as part of a verdict by Judge Major Freddie Ehuma during an open-air proceeding. A total of 37 people were found guilty, including nationals from Britain, Belgium, and Canada, alongside Congolese citizens. The charges range from terrorism and murder to illegal possession of weapons. The defendants, who were mostly Congolese, faced what authorities called the harshest penalty, as Congo reinstated the death penalty earlier this year. The move came after a more than 2-decade moratorium as the government grapples with widespread violence and militant activity. Lawyers for the 6 foreigners, including the Americans, have vowed to appeal the ruling. Under Congolese law, the defendants have 5 days to file their appeal. Richard Bondo, the attorney representing the Americans and 3 other foreign nationals, confirmed plans to challenge the court's decision. The U.S. State Department, which strongly discourages travel to Congo due to concerns over violent crime and civil unrest, has not classified the Americans as wrongfully detained. This designation would have been a crucial step in opening negotiations for their return. With that status not granted, it remains unclear how or if U.S. officials will intervene. Executions in Congo, often carried out by firing squad, may follow soon after the appeals process is exhausted.
For now, the fate of the convicted remains uncertain as legal teams prepare for next steps in this high-stakes case.
Thanks, John. Rafael Ruiz, 21, gets a ride from his girlfriend to meet friends on the beach at Miami Beach, Florida. She watches Rafael walk up to his friends before heading out for her own plans. He sits with the friends on the beach about an hour, then gets up from his towel and starts walking down the beach. His friends assume he'll eventually come back, but nearly an hour later, he hasn't. No one has seen or heard from Rafael Ruiz again. He left his phone and wallet on the beach. Rafael, Hispanic, 5'8", 145 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. He has Chinese lettering on his left hip, a scar on his right hip. Last seen wearing dark colored swim trunks. If you have info on Rafael Ruiz, call Miami Beach PD, 305-673-7776. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.